Sharing Time on the Right Path by Ann Jameson. And whoso believeth in me and is baptized, the same shall be saved, and they are they who shall inherit the kingdom of God. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 33. Have you ever gone on a long trip? How did you know which direction to go in to reach your destination? Did you follow a road map? Did you follow the road signs? These things can help us find our way when we travel here on earth. All of us are on a very important journey, a journey back to our heavenly home. Our destination is the celestial kingdom, where we can live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father has provided a map to guide us as we travel back to Him. It is called the plan of salvation, or the plan of happiness. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the Lord's commandments are like road signs to help us reach our destination. Heavenly Father trusts us to follow His plan on our journey through life. He planned that each of us would come to earth, gain a body, show that we would obey His commandments, and follow the example of His Son, Jesus Christ. When we are baptized, we open the gate to the path back to our Heavenly Father. We must be baptized to enter the celestial kingdom. And we must be baptized before we can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will help us choose the right and stay on the path. When we are baptized, we are following the example of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, when He was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto Him, and He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon Him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 through 17. Heavenly Father is pleased when we are baptized, because we are on the path that leads back to Him. The Savior said that He did it to fulfill all righteousness. Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. He was baptized to show that He would obey Heavenly Father's commandments. As we travel here on earth, we must watch carefully all along the road for the signs that tell us where to turn, when to stop, and when to be extra cautious. When we obey the commandment to be baptized, we are making an agreement, a sacred promise called a covenant with Heavenly Father. We promise to keep all of His commandments, pray daily, study the Scriptures, follow the teachings of the living prophet, remember the Savior, pay tithing, treat others kindly, obey your parents. These are some of the important gospel road signs. If we obey them, they will help us stay on the path to the celestial kingdom. When we are baptized, we are on the right path, the path that leads to our heavenly home. On page 45, we see a number of different road signs. We have one sign with Doctrine and Covenant, section 88, verse 76. Continue blank and blank. John 15, chapter 12. And we have the title of love with three blank spaces. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Keep the blank, blank, blank. Doctrine and Covenant, section 18, verse 21. Speak the blank, blank. 3 Nephi, chapter 24, verse 10, pay blank. Mosiah, chapter 13, verse 20, honor my blank, blank, blank. Doctrine and Covenant, section 14, verse 8, receive the blank. Acts, chapter 2, verse 38, repent and blank. In the bottom corner of page 45, we see the following scripture reference. As I pass through the gateway of baptism, I enter the path to eternal life. See 2 Nephi chapter 31, verses 17 through 18. The commandments are like road signs to help me stay on the path. Instructions. Discover some of the gospel road signs by looking up each reference. You'll need help with this. Fill in the blanks on each road sign with the correct words found in the scripture referred to. Then write down one thing you will do to follow that sign. As you study the Scriptures, watch for other gospel road signs that will help you stay on the path. Perhaps you would like to make a small road sign symbol in the margin by the Scriptures that you find. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. For older children, give each child a paper and a pencil. Using picture number 208 from the Gospel Art Picture Kit or the cover of the 2000 outline for sharing time, asked the children to pretend that they had been at the River Jordan on the day this event took place. Have them write down all that they know about what happened. Invite several children to share what they wrote so that you have a complete record. Help the children compare the accounts of Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, and Luke chapter 3, verses 21 through 22. Can they discover something in Matthew's and Mark's accounts that isn't in Luke's? Have them listen to the first two phrases of when Jesus Christ was baptized. Children's Songbook, page 102, for a clue to one thing not in Luke's account, down in the River Jordan. Have the children sing those two phrases, then ask them to listen to discover who was there when Jesus Christ was baptized. Sing the third and fourth phrases. Have the children respond, then sing the last four phrases. Ask, how can we tell from these scriptures that there are three members of the Godhead? Help them identify the exact words in the scriptural accounts. Matthew, Mark, and Luke wrote their testimonies about the baptism of Jesus Christ. Because of this beautiful song, we can sing our testimonies of Him. Sing the entire song. Discuss the principles of obedience, pointing out that we are obedient when we are baptized. We are following the example of Jesus Christ. While the pianist continues to play the song, have the children use the other side of their papers to write down what they remember about their own baptisms. Suggest that they insert their pages in their journals at home. You might share your feelings about your own baptism and conclude by bearing your testimony. Sing the song again. For younger children, show the picture of Jesus Christ's baptism. Help them talk about what is happening in the picture. Using pictures from the Meeting House Library or those accompanying primary manuals, invite the children to share or act out the things they are doing to prepare to be baptized and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and etc. Praying, studying scriptures, attending church, paying tithing, being kind to others, learning about Jesus. Sing when Jesus Christ was baptized, two phrases at a time, asking questions that are answered in the phrases. Have the pianist play the song as the children draw something they will do in the coming week to help prepare them to be baptized. Sing the song again. 2. Remind the children that baptism is an important step along the path to the celestial kingdom. Divide the children into small groups, giving each group one or two of the following scripture references. Ask each group to identify some of the road signs found in the scriptures that help us stay on the path. The children could make road signs in the margins of their own scriptures. As each guiding principle or road sign is identified, sing a song that corresponds to it. Use the topics index in the children's songbook. Alma chapter 32, verse 27, faith. Psalm 38, verse 18, repentance. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 through 15, forgiveness. Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, baptism. Doctrine and Covenant, section 8, verse 2, listen to the Holy Ghost. 2 Nephi chapter 4, verse 15, search the Scriptures. Doctrine and Covenant, section 124, verse 45, follow the prophets. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, love one another. Add variety and movement to the singing. Sign language, hand motions, stand up, sit down, girls sing, boys sing, and they all sing, etc. For younger children, sing the song first, then help them identify the road sign that will help them stay on the path. They could then draw and color their own set of road signs, pictures that will remind them to prepare for baptism, forgive others, search the scriptures, and etc. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 166 through 167. 3. The Savior's life and His teachings provide wonderful examples for us to follow. Write scripture references on slips of paper. Let each class pantomime one incident or teaching. Possibilities: Mark chapter 1, verse 35, prayer. Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, baptism. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35, love others. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44, widow's mite. Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 15, parable of the sower. Luke chapter 10, verses 29 through 37, good Samaritan. Have the other children identify the example we should follow to stay on the path to the celestial kingdom, and discuss ways in which they can follow that example. Then teach and practice the second verse of when Jesus Christ was baptized, Children's Songbook, page 102. Younger children might enjoy using simple props as they act out the scriptures. 4. On separate slips of paper, write the names of primary songs from the Children's Songbook that support the theme, Why is it important for me to be baptized? Song possibilities, I am a child of God, pages 2 through 3. I'm trying to be like Jesus, pages 78 through 79. I lived in heaven, page 4. Baptism, pages 100 through 101. I will follow God's plan, pages 164 through 165. Choose the right way, pages 160 through 161. I want to live the gospel, page 148. Keep the commandments, pages 146 through 147. The fourth article of faith, page 124. When I am baptized, page 103. Choose one child to be it and to leave the room while the other children select a place to hide one of the slips of paper. When they return, the children begin singing, I am a child of God, to direct it to where the paper is hidden. Sing softer and softer as it gets closer and closer. When it discovers the name of the next song, choose another and repeat the activity. Only this time, the children begin by standing up and singing the new song. As it gets closer to the hidden paper, the children sing at the same volume, but get closer to sitting on their chairs. All sit down when the paper is found. Use a different way to sing each song to guide the person to each different slip of paper. Remember, never sing louder than is beautiful. 5. Other friend resources on Why is it important for me to be baptized? In His Footsteps, April 1998, page 48, the inside back cover. Walking on Hallowed Ground, May 1998, pages 8 through 10. Our Prophets, Places of Baptism, August 1997, pages 42 through 43. Come Unto Christ, January 1999, inside front cover. On the bottom of page 46, we see a picture of John the Baptist baptizing the Savior in the River Jordan, and two signs. One, listen to the Holy Ghost, and the other sign, love one another. End of Sharing Time on the Right Path by Ann Jameson. Trying to